Tomorrow in New York, War Emblem will try to become the first Triple Crown winner in 24 years. Winning the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes in the same year has only been done 11 times. 17 horses have won the first two events, like War Emblem, but failed to reach the winner's circle at the Belmont. Nan Mooney is the author of My Racing Heart, The Passionate World of Thoroughbreds on the Track. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why is the Belmont considered the toughest of the Triple Crown races?
Well, for several reasons. First of all, it's the third race in a relatively short window of time. The Preakness was 3 weeks ago and the Derby 2 weeks before that. And those are close races for a horse of this caliber. And also because the Belmont is the longest of these races. It's a mile and a half, which is probably the longest race any of these horses will ever run. And it's a real test of stamina and of heart.
Does War Emblem have some challengers he didn't have in the first two?
He does. There's one horse, Sunday Break, who just won a big race at Belmont 2 weeks ago, who's probably going to be some stiff competition for him.
Well, he won the Derby going wire to wire, and he almost led wire to wire in the Preakness. Is he going right out front in the Belmont?
He'll probably be near the front, but he can't spend all his speed early. Again, with this long race, he's going to have to learn to relax and tuck a little back there in reserve.
So what are his chances?
I think his chances are very good. I think he has the kind of character and temperament that a horse needs to win the Belmont. He's a real tiger. He's a fighter. One of the most exciting things I saw about him was right after the Preakness Stakes. You know, usually when these horses are completely spent and just have no energy left for anything, he was right out there. He was biting at the outrider's pony who was there trying to calm him down. So he's got a lot of spirit.
A lot of controversy about War Emblem, purchased relatively cheaply just a month before the Derby.
Yes, his current owner, Prince Salman of Saudi Arabia, and trainer Bob Baffert, purchased him from owners in the Midwest 3 weeks before the Derby. And at the time, I think people really said, well, this is just a foolish thing to do. You know, the horse had a few small health problems. He had some floating bone chips in his ankles, and a couple of other high-profile trainers and owners had looked at him earlier and decided to pass on owning him. But the prince wanted a Derby horse, and they went out and had a look at War Emblem and thought he was the real thing, so they took a chance on him. Of course, now looking back, it looks like a very smooth move. But then I think people really did question whether they were just trying to buy their way into the Derby.
Well,
were they?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose to a degree they were, but, you know, there's nothing illegal about that.
Well, a Triple Crown winner would probably be good for the sport.
Oh, it would be great for the sport. It's been 24 years now, and the horse is bringing a lot of public attention, you know, from people who aren't, you know, who don't follow racing day by day, people who maybe pay attention once a year, if that. So that's going to be an exciting thing for racing.
Thanks much.
Thank you.
Nan Mooney is the author of My Racing Heart, The Passionate World of Thoroughbreds and the Track, and a contributing writer to Blood Horse Magazine.